Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Detaching the ones who keep acting attached, it's a leech. I am no pastor, but actually preaching. Look up these letters and actually reach.
That was where it all began. Had to put in work every day, we got it in. We chased all our dreams, and now they can't believe it. We make it look easy.
Welcome back to another episode of The Porch Podcast. It's your boy B Jones, better known as Bolo. And you know when I'm pulling up to the porch, I can't pull up without my dog, D Nice, D Nail, D Smitty. How we doing, brother?
Hey, man, I'm so blessed. It's scary. It's another week, another day. I'm feeling good. How you doing, my brother?
Brother, 10 toes down. God is good. You know we can't come on the porch unless we thank God first. So he's good. I'm chilling. I can't complain, brother.
Yes, sir, man. As always, man, we always try to level up every single episode, every new episode that we have. We like to just get a little bit better. It takes me back to our football days, Bolo. Like, facts. Every time you go out there on the field, you want to get a little bit better. 100%. And I think we're getting a lot better today with our special guests that we have. But before I introduce them, for all of our audio listeners, I do got a shout out, Bet Online. Right now, it's NBA playoffs. It's UFL. Baseball season has kicked off as well. So for all of our sports fans who are into gambling, make sure you go to betonline.ag and use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to get your 50% plus welcome bonus. But without further ado.
Yes, sir.
Please do enough, Bolo. This is a legendary moment for the porch. We've had all different types of guests on here. We've been doing this for years. But I'm pretty sure this is the first time ever we've had twins on the porch. They're not any twins. These ladies are superstar content creators known for their expertise in fashion, beauty, and lifestyle. All the way from Alabama, living in the ATL, if I'm not mistaken. The Glam Twins, Kelsey and Kendra, welcome to the porch.
Thank you for having us. That was a nice introduction.
Yes. There we go. Hey, I'm always telling them the intro is always going to kick it off like it's supposed to. Like, I see it like... The energy, there we go. Now we rocking and rolling. My dog with the intro never misses.
Exactly. Well, how you ladies doing?
Well, really good. That's cool that we're your first twins you've ever had. So love that.
Yes. You know, we love doing different things on the porch and kind of breaking different barriers, so to speak. So this is another just like a checkbox, you know, on the list here. So super excited to have you both on here and can't wait to dive into kind of your journey, your story, and learn more about you. And one question that we love to start off all of our podcasts with is one that sounds simple, but I feel like it's the most complex question. Who are the Glam Twins? Who is Kelsey? Who is Kendra? How would you define that?
Well, that's like a three-part answer because there's the Glam Twins, and then there's Kelsey, then there's Kendra.
Right.
But Glam Twins are beauty and lifestyle influencers. We've been doing this for like
over a decade, so like 12
years. And it is a full-time job now. It started out as a hobby. So we were doing it when it wasn't even known as a job. So we were doing it in 2012. We started in 2012 full-time, and it has just turned into basically a career.
2014, but yeah.
Okay. It's turned into a career, and it's a job that we do love a lot. It has its ups and downs like any job. And a lot of people look at it as a job that is just pure luxury, but it's a lot that goes on in the back end. So we're makeup artists, hairstylists, producers. We're, you know,
creative directors.
Yeah, it's just so much that goes into this job. Yes. But I just feel super grateful every day to call this my job. I guess me as an individual, that's going to be a loaded
take your time. This is the point, because I think that's kind of fascinating, though, that you mentioned that. Like, there is a little bit of a difference, so to speak, between the Glam Twins and the and that brand of its own, and then who you are as individual women. So, like, obviously, I it's a loaded question. I understand that, but like, What are some of the, I guess, the differences between the brand, so to speak, you know, when you're, you know, in your zone and you're working versus who you are as like everyday people?
We're definitely, well, we're sisters first, we're family first, but we're also coworkers, which gets interesting.
Right.
But we try to keep it family first, which always works out for us because we've known each other our whole lives. So, yeah, I would say sisters first, then coworkers.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Then best friends. Yeah.
I love that. Now, obviously, I have siblings. I don't have a twin, but I do know at times if I'm around them too much, right? It sometimes you need your time, right? So y'all are pretty much in a lot of spaces together, right? The capacity, I guess. Talk about like how you guys like kind of live. Obviously, you guys live pretty much similar lifestyles as far as the business aspect goes, but you also live separate lives as well. How do you separate that?
I would just say boundaries. We kind of can pick up on when the other person needs space, and we just give each other the space just to be by ourselves. Because aside from being twins, we are kind of loners. We're Scorpios, so I like my alone time. Wait, what did that mean?
My mama's a Scorpio. You know,
Scorpio's spicy.
Exactly. I love Scorpio, but y'all a little spicy though. Y'all got a little, you know, a little something to you. That's all I'm gonna say.
I mean, we're very blunt. Yeah, we don't hold anything back. Yeah, you're gonna get the truth from us.
We're intense people, but worth it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that. Intense but worth it.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yes. I love it. But we love spending time together. So when we do argument, like, it's super short. And so funny you mentioned that us being intense, it could get kind of heated. And if we had like a stranger in the room, they would think we were so mean to each other. But like
now understand.
Yeah, it's like people who don't have siblings, like, dang, they mean to each other. Like 5 minutes later, it's like lovey-dovey. We love each other.
Yeah.
We just get over it super quick because we understand each other in like a different way of being siblings and twins. It's like a different bond.
Yeah.
Right.
So we can pretty much communicate without talking. Like she said, if she needs her space, I'm like, I'm not going to bother her. I'm just going to leave her upstairs because we do live together. But it works out pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask y'all this. So speaking of like twins, right? Tell me if this is a myth or not. I always was told that like twins have like this unspoken, like, rhythmic pattern with themselves where they just kind of understand like unspoken, like non-verbals, like they kind of have like the same type of reactionary like movements and stuff like that because they are kind of twins. Is that true or not? Like, I'm just curious.
I mean, I can only speak for us. It's honestly, I think it's just because we've spent our whole lives together. Like
together.
Right. So it's basically that. I wouldn't say it's like a spiritual thing because some people this crazy spiritual thing. Like
we can't read each other's mind.
No,
I've heard that myth.
Right.
It's just from knowing each other well.
Yes,
if that makes sense.
Because we've known each other, other twins who don't really spend that much time together, and they're not tuned with each other as we are.
Right.
So it's just how much you spend time together. I'm sure y'all know each other pretty well.
Oh yeah, facts. Absolutely.
Pick up on certain things, you know. So it just depends on how much time you spend together. But I do think how long we've known each other, meaning a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It does help. Yeah.
It makes sense too. Like, cause like one thing I noticed and real quick before I move on, I got to shout out my wife. She would have came in here and waved, but she's a nurse who works the night shift. So unfortunately she had to work tonight. She's the one who put me on to y'all. I used to come home. I come home from work. I'm like, baby, what are you watching? And she would, it's the Glam Twins. Like I love their, you know, the way they go through their makeup, the beauty, the hair. So I started sitting down watching them with her and I kind of started to like enjoy the content. So I got a shout out to my baby Chanel. One thing I noticed from watching the content though is that y'all often finish each other's sentences though. I feel like either finish each other's sentence or you'll have the exact same response at the exact same time. So it's funny that Bolo mentioned that because I do kind of feel like there's some type of synergy between y'all just naturally.
Yeah. Some of it is kind of unspoken and you can't really describe it. Yeah. But like, again, like I said, it's honestly from like knowing each other and spending a lot of time together.
Right. Yes. And obviously being on camera together, we just know each other and we just kind of like naturally just get into the same groove at the same time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is good too. So it helps the workday flow better too.
Gotcha.
I love it.
So answer us this though. So obviously you guys are twins, do the same thing, kind of going through the same patterns each day. Who's the better cook? Who's the better dancer? Who's the partier? Who's not the partier? Are we all like, what we doing?
Well, honestly, as far as cooking, it depends on what we're making. We both have our go-to dishes.
Yes.
So I think we're both pretty good cooks.
It depends on the day.
Yeah, it depends on the day.
Okay. Kelsey's a better dancer, but that's just because she's less shy than I am. I'm just more shy.
Got you.
If
Okay.
you can dance, she doesn't like to dance in front of people.
Yeah, it has to be a while before I get warmed up to people.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I
but
feel
she's
that.
a better dancer.
A
I am
few shots
better.
of tequila probably before you get to that point.
Right. Some warm juice, that's all. Yep.
Right. Exactly.
I love
Feel
it.
that.
I love it. So obviously you guys started the show off saying, you've been doing this for over a decade. Kind of talk about like what led to you all deciding to go this route, to go to the route of, I guess, becoming content creators and kind of showcasing and highlighting the beauty and lifestyle. Because I'm assuming, especially at the time when you started, YouTube was popular for sure, but it wasn't what it is today. So like for you all to kind of take that leap of faith, like what were some of your inspirations or what led y'all to do that?
Well, we, like Kelsey mentioned, we started out doing it as a hobby, but we originally wanted to do hair. So we were going to cosmetology school when we originally moved to Atlanta. But YouTube, just like she said, it was a hobby and it turned into a career.
Yeah.
So after we graduated cosmetology school, we graduated from Aveda Institute in Midtown Atlanta.
Okay.
And after we graduated from there, we were supposed to work in salons. That didn't work out because our YouTube channel just took off and realized that we could pay our bills with it, we could pay our rent. And we were like, maybe we should just stick with this because it's working for us. So we don't want to say goodbye to a following at that point who they were depending on uploads every week. They were like, when's the next video? Like they were requesting stuff. So we didn't want to leave behind something that was probably, well, now thinking back, was a blessing in disguise. So we didn't want to go to something that, we couldn't predict it versus something that was already working out for us. So it happened by chance. It was something we were having fun with, and it just led to where we are now.
That's beautiful. I
Nice.
love to hear that,
Now,
Bella, because it's like you take a passion, something that you're just doing as a hobby because you honestly love it, and then
yeah.
that leads to your actual career. I think that's like the ideal story that I think a lot of people would love to do. I love to have, take something that you all were doing for free, basically. You're just because you
Absolutely.
honestly liked it. Then now this is your career. I mean, that's just a that's a testimony within itself. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, yeah.
Passion into purpose. We love that. Now, for you all, right? Talk about like the evolution of it, like content creation. Like you said, it's highest right now. Everywhere you look, somebody is, creating some type of content to draw in, consistent following, right? So, I guess how have you guys been able to continue to be creative to keep the following growing and keep it consistent?
I would say it does get hard sometimes, especially when you've been doing it so long and you don't want to like get repetitive. You always want to stay fresh. But I would just say just staying true to ourselves and not trying to follow trends and copy other people. Authenticity, I feel like it's what keeps you going and sets you apart from everybody else in this space. So that's what I would say because you're not always going to have motivation, but I feel like if you always have passion, that's what's going to keep you going and keep that drive going. So I would say that. But for us personally, I just find myself going down rabbit holes because I love beauty and fashion so much that I feel like that's what keeps me creative and always trying to come up with like new ideas and stuff. And I always sharing with Kendra, like, oh, we should do a video about this. And our subscribers also help because they like request a lot of different type of videos. So I feel like if you have an audience that trusts you and your opinion on things, they also help keep that creative
Flow
flow
going.
going. Yeah,
For
definitely
sure.
authenticity. And with the trends thing, right now trends change constantly every day, especially when it comes to beauty and people are on TikTok these days and it's always something new that people are trying to like jump on. And Kelsey and I are like the complete opposite. Anytime everybody's doing one thing, we want to do something else. So if it doesn't feel right to us, we're not going to do it. Even if it gets like a million views or whatever, we're saying no. So it just depends on how we feel. And if we feel good about it, then that's the direction we move in. So, yeah.
I love that, man. Like in an era, in a world where everyone is doing things just for clicks and just literally just, not being themselves at times just because they want to go viral, it's just refreshing to hear that there's still people out there who's okay with being who they are, because to me, that's the biggest distinguishing factor you can have over any other content creator is being yourself, because that's the one thing no one else can take from you, you know? So I think that's a beautiful thing. And that's something when you watch your content, you feel like you're kind of at home almost. Like, just like it's two sisters, but like two home girls just take you through their day. Like, this is like, y'all not trying to do nothing too special, nothing too extra. This is how we feel about certain products. This is how we do our hair. Follow us. And I think that's kind of what draws in a lot of your fan base. One thing I want to touch on as well is kind of like what your day-to-day is. I'm sure it varies to an extent, but you mentioned earlier, like, the grind of doing what you do, right? And I don't think a lot of people understand that. Yeah, everything looks all fun and pretty on the outside as a fan, but there's a lot of real work that you both do. Walk us through what that looks like on a typical day.
Like we said, every day is different, but we try to set a schedule, because when you're working for yourself, you have to set a schedule. That's the only way you're going to like stick with it. So for us, like, we'll have a day where we film, and then we'll have a day that we edit. And usually the days that we edit are sometimes the days that we upload. So we try not to do too much in one day, because it can get kind of overwhelming. So we just basically set a schedule every week and try to stick to it. And I'm a girl that, like, I cling to my calendar. So if it ain't on the calendar, it ain't getting done. So have to put it on my calendar. So we come up with ideas throughout the week. So ideas kind of just spring on us. We don't have like a idea day. But we'll just put it on the schedule and decide which day we want to film it, and then decide which day we want to edit and upload it. So it just varies. Mm-hmm.
And also depending on if it's a video together or separate, because like you mentioned the grind earlier, when we first started out, like, we uploaded like 3-4 times a week, which was a lot. And as years went on, we realized that was too much. So we realized quality over quantity is better. So we realized that spreading out the work is better as well, because once we got overwhelmed, we weren't putting our all into the content, because editing is a creative job as well. It's not just sitting in front of a computer, just, you know, clicking buttons and doing clips. We want to still maintain, you know, our originality and the reason why people watch our videos. Mm-hmm. So we for sure like to spread the work out as well, because some people misconstrued this job as like, yeah, you want to work hard, but you still want to have fun, especially doing it this long, you can lose the enjoyment. So we still want to like enjoy what we're doing, so spreading out our ideas and stuff really helps out.
Nice. Now, like, educate us, right? So like for the males, right, that are listening, who maybe are not as in tune to like the beauty fashion world, right, I guess is there a certain place where you guys are drawing like inspiration from, or is there like a certain person that you guys are trying to get to, or you guys like get inspiration from to like create what you guys are creating?
I wouldn't say there's a specific person, because we've been doing this so long that at this point I'm my own inspiration.
Facts.
Let it be known.
But I follow a ton of other creators, but I follow a variety of creators. So I follow hair influencers, makeup, and fashion, because I don't want to put myself in a box.
Box facts.
So, if you notice, there's different kinds of videos on our beauty channel. So,
and our lifestyle channel.
And our lifestyle channel as well. So, because I get bored easy, so I can't just do the same thing like every single week, every single month. And I feel like that also helps me continue to be creative as well. If I'm tired of doing one thing, I can just switch to something else. And our audience usually reacts well to that.
And it's not really a certain like space we want to get to as far as like achieving like this, because a lot of people say a million subscribers, I'll be happy.
Right.
I'll be happy. And honestly, like, that would be nice. But once we get there, then it's just like, what's the next thing? I feel like you don't enjoy where you are now. So we're just, you know, taking one day at a time, one week at a time, one year at a time. And every time we've approached it that way, we end up, you know, being happy with the work that we've done, and God will do the rest, honestly.
Amen. I love that. And we live in a world, I think it's so cool that you said that, because we always live in a world where like it's taught us in our generation, it's the next step, like keep going, like keep elevating. But then we forget to relish and be grateful for what we have and have some gratitude. So I think we, you know, really should be grateful for what's to come, right? But then sit in, you know, the happiness that we've created so far. So that's real. And I'm glad you've done that, because for you guys being where you are now, and like when you look at, you know, some of the moguls and things like that, they always are preaching like, keep going, keep grinding. Like, I'm here and I'm still trying to, you know, level up. So sometimes it puts a false image out there for people, you know, when they're trying to, you know, obviously be happy in the now on what they created, but still try to grow a little bit.
And it's nice. It's like Christmas morning when it's just like, oh, this is exciting today. And then you think about the next thing the next day you didn't really enjoy. Like it's kind of like the day after the Super Bowl. It's like, what's next?
That's a fact. That's a fact. Because I'm a big football guy. And I mean, basketball's cool. Football's my thing. So I get sad a little bit. But then the draft is coming up, too.
You
so
always get like, sad, Bolo.
Like, I do. Really, I do. I go through a little moment when football's off. Because I don't know if y'all know or not, like, when you college football's on, NFL football, you can literally play football from Sunday through Thursday. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. Okay, like, yeah.
Oh, wow. So my TV,
You're like, that's a little too much, but I respect it.
Yeah, we watch college football more than, you know, NFL. NFL, so. Yeah.
I feel that.
Who are y'all fans of?
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Alabama.
Roll Tide.
Of course. Damn, okay. And y'all, are y'all in ATL now, right, though?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, so no love to the Georgia Bulldogs neither, though? No love? Roll Tide.
Forever.
Damn, faithful, good old faithful. I appreciate that.
Nick Saban left, so I don't know what that means for y'all. So I mean, I guess we'll find out. We'll see.
Yeah, who will be disowned? Honestly, our family. Like everybody's ride or die, Roll Tide. Yeah, I am so a little.
Did y'all grow up just being like part of like the Alabama, like the Roll Tide culture? Was that like a big thing for y'all growing up in Alabama?
Yeah, I mean, if you're from Alabama, it's God, family, football. So it's not a whole lot to be excited about. So yes, definitely.
Yeah, it's either Auburn or Alabama. Yeah. Ooh,
so those that was my next question. Bowl. I was like, so like, how do y'all feel about Auburn then? Like, if you're a Bama fan, you like that's beef, right? That's like straight beef with them.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sight.
Yeah.
I love it, man. Okay. So switching back here to the content side, obviously, you know, we're content creators as well, and we're continuing to build our platform, and we have a lot of creators who watch our show as well. When it comes to, I guess, like strategy, right? And when you're creating a page, whatever that brand may be, how important is it from your point of view of like sticking to like kind of one particular thing? So like, for example, like if you are a sports podcast focusing just on football, or if you're, you know, focusing, if you're a relationship podcast doing just relationship, because one thing that you mentioned that I thought was interesting was that sometimes, you know, you get bored quick, and it's like, okay, like we did a beauty vlog today. Next time, you know, or tomorrow, I'm gonna do more of a lifestyle type vlog to kind of keep things going. Do you have to wait till you get to a certain level to be able to like venture out to those different, you know, niche markets? Is it like I get confused on if we just stay on one like lane, or is it okay to kind of do multiple things?
I would definitely say when you're starting out, it's better to stick with what your subscribers or fans found you through. Got like, it. I would say stick with that for at least like the first year, because that's how you're going to build your audience.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then once you have your audience, after that, if they love you, they're going to watch whatever you do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I would say in the beginning, yes, it is important to stick with the niche or stick with a certain type of vibe and aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, I feel like you can venture out, because once you find your like loyal following, like I said, they're going to watch whatever you do.
Yes, you will have some haters that are like, oh, we only want this. And like, we had to ignore those people, because like Kelsey said, they were trying to keep us in the hair box. They only knew us hair.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, we don't want to just do hair. And honestly, we were going where life was taking us. So we were like, we're moving. So we kind of want to share this. And that turned into us being into home decor and interior design. And when we bought our house, people were interested in like, you know, first time home buyers information. So we just like started to help out more people than we thought when we were just being ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on where you are in life. So it just felt right for us naturally to go into other, you know, realms of content creation.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope. So my follow-up question to that is, at what point did you know, like, okay, like, this is serious. Like, this is no longer a hobby. We can go at this thing full-time as a career. Like, what year was that moment, like that moment, or was it like a certain video that just blew up and went crazy? He was like, hold on, this is, you know, out of control a little bit.
Well, we did have one viral video.
Yeah, more than one.
Well, more than one. Yeah. But the first one was like hair related, and it got like over 1 million views. And then after that, when we got an agent, is when we started to make like, you know, we would say more serious money, but we were like, oh,
okay, this isn't just, you know, chump change. It's like we're actually doing this as a career.
Yeah.
Because like I said earlier, we were planning to work at salons. We were licensed. Uh-huh. And we were like, wait a minute, we're actually what they called YouTubers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like, yeah, it became lucrative, I would say, around like 2012. Around 2012, I feel like it became more lucrative because when we started YouTube, you had to apply for YouTube partner in order for ads to be on your videos and get paid. But now you have over 1,000 subscribers, you can get paid through YouTube videos. But then you had to apply. So I think it's crazy now that anybody, if they have 1,000 subscribers, can get paid through YouTube.
Y'all had to kind of get out the mud almost, you know what I'm saying? And like start from the beginning.
Yeah.
I love that. Now listen, kind of switching to, I guess transitioning a little bit to like the more beauty side, right? We talked about, obviously, you know, we have a good balance of men and women viewers who watch our show. Me being ignorant to just understanding the makeup and the beauty side, I guess, what are the benefits of a face mask? I want to learn a little bit more about that. I've seen y'all do the face mask multiple times. I hear it's good for the skin. Is it something that us brothers should be doing as well? Is it strictly for the women? Kind of give us that education.
Well, it depends on what the face mask is for, because there's different kinds. You have clarifying face masks. You have hydrating face masks. So it just depends
you
on
your sheet mask.
Yeah, sheet mask. Like
sheet mask people do.
Yeah, it just depends on your skin type. So if your skin is like dry, you might need a hydrating mask. If you experience a lot of bumpiness, like after you shave or something, you might need like a mask with clay in it just to like dry. Yeah, a clay mask. Yes.
A clay mask. Okay.
Have oily skin, you know, help with the pores. But
just
men
for clarity, it's okay for us men, us fellas, to get the mask in. Like that's
the clay mask.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I never got one before, Bolo. I don't know.
Me neither. I thought about, you know what? Y'all don't laugh at me. I thought about the little strips you put over your nose from Target.
That's for black. Yeah, that's for blackheads. That's not a mask.
But do they have a full mask for like blackheads though? Don't they?
Yes. A clay mask will help.
A clay mask helps for blackheads. See, I'm getting educated.
I was late to the game on like a lot of this stuff. I'm gonna be real. Like I remember like some of the homies. Me and Bullet, we played football together, you know, years ago at Ball State University. And some of our teammates would get like a pedicure like before the games. And like at the time, you know, I was all masculine. Why you getting a pedicure for it? That's soft. Why you doing that? And that's like, we was like, listen, bro, I'm telling you, it helps you, your feet feel good. You light it on your feet, it helps prepare better, etc. So fast forward to like now. I get the pedicures now, and I'm like, damn, I should have been on this. But again, my mind was so like, you know, this is what women do, whatever, whatever. Now I'm more like open to understanding some of these things, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I want to ask about the face mask. I'm like, listen, this might be another thing that we're missing out on, Bolo, or the men who are listening right now. So it's good to know that this is something else that we might need to add to the arsenal.
Absolutely. Yeah, self-care is for everybody. It's not just for women.
Everybody should get pedicures.
Absolutely.
That's a fact. I did my toes, and I keep my toes soft, too. You know what I'm saying? I got to keep my feet not crackly and everything. So
I hope so, Bolo. One thing, so doing our research, there was something we came across that I thought was a beautiful thing. Obviously, you have a huge support system, a lot of fans. One of your fans is an artist, and I believe she, like, put together an amazing, beautiful portrait of you both and actually drove all the way from North Carolina to hand deliver it to you. Kind of just share that story or what that moment was like. You know, again, I can only imagine just being in that process, being in that moment, and like to have someone appreciate you so much to where they took the time to not only prepare this portrait, but to drive out to you. Had to be a good feeling, I would assume.
Absolutely. Our subscribers have been blowing our minds every time we get to meet them in person. Jada the Kid, that's who drew that mural that you're talking about. She painted it. She is incredible. She's been one of our subscribers for years. And I honestly got emotional when I saw it, because seeing it in person just does something to your soul and your spirit when you see that somebody took years to paint your face. So it's a intimate experience, because it took her like 2 years to finish it. And I was just so grateful to her for doing that for us.
Yes, like she said, like I cried for sure.
Because I didn't think I would get emotional, but once you see it in person, and she did such an incredible job, the details and the time it took. And like, she was so excited, and I was just flattered that she just had us in mind to paint, because artistry is such a like creative personal thing. And for her to, you know, think of us was just, I was humbled for sure. So love that moment.
Shout out to Jada the Kid.
Jada the Kid.
Skills.
Skills.
I love it.
I mean, and also, ladies, along that same line, the other day, I think you posted brown girl approved makeup, right? So specifically tied into, you know, Black women. Obviously, as we continue to grow in this space, I guess, how important is it for you all to continue to represent, you know, Black women in like the beauty and the fashion and the lifestyle space?
Well, it's super important, because that's one of the main reasons that we even started our YouTube channel, was to help girls and women who look like us, who see themselves in us. Representation is super important, especially in this space, when it comes to beauty and identity and loving yourself and loving what you see when you look in the mirror. Because I feel like a lot of people think that beauty is surface, but I feel like when you like how you look in the, like, in the mirror, you start to love the inside. Mm-hmm. So it's just a process. Like, once you start taking care of yourself on the outside, you start to feel it on the inside as well. So you got to start somewhere. And I feel like us doing that for ourselves gives other people who look like us permission to do that for themselves. Mm-hmm. So that's the main reason we started it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And and Darnell, I remember our last episode, we were talking about being able to pour into ourselves, you know what I'm saying? Being able to take care of yourself and things like that. And I think that's the first start to like self-love, is being able to pour into yourself. Cause a lot of times people say like, you know, I give, or, you know, pouring from, you know, empty drain, but you know, obviously pouring to yourself, that changes everything, starting from the ground up.
Yeah. Yes.
And like you said, having that kind of that visibility of, if someone who looks like you, it just, especially for younger people, but even people who are your same age group, sometimes, you know, you might be insecure about certain things just because of the way society has put in certain standards out there, or whatever the case may be. So seeing somebody who looks like you be confident and show you that, hey, you are beautiful, I think that is a dope thing. I think it's a perfect transition to this next topic. So I was like, me and my wife had like, we have random conversations, like, as you can imagine, it'd be all type of this random stuff pops up, right? And we started talking about like beauty, right? And in the sense of, it, although everyone has their own types, you know, whether, you know, on the men's side, women's side, you know, what have you, it seems like there are certain people, you know, celebrities, whatever the case may be, where the majority of people find physically attractive. You know, on the men's side, like, a lot of, most men I know, they think Beyonce is a beautiful woman. On the flip side, you know, Michael Ealy or young Morris Chestnut, somebody who a lot of the ladies thought looked good. So I say all that to say this: do you believe there's like a actual, like, a universal standard, like, definition of what beauty is? Because it's an interesting thing. It's like, we can have a different taste when it comes to, like, okay, I like a short woman, you like a tall, whatever, but there's certain people that seems to, like, be the outliers that everybody thinks
find in common.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would say there's conventionally attractive people, mm-hmm. where just the masses would find somewhat attractive, like, nice to look at. Mm-hmm. But I think attraction goes beyond that. Like, you can like the way someone looks, like, within the first 5 minutes, but that only lasts so long. Right. And then, like, people find their attraction and personality and the chemistry mm-hmm. they have with somebody, and it can go, like, you know, deeper. It's more layered. So I think for men, no offense to y'all, sometimes sometimes it can be a little bit more surface.
Yeah.
Then for women,
and they're more clear on their preferences.
Yes. And for women, our type can be a little bit more layered, because we can like the way someone looks. And then if the personality ain't right, and like the way they treat you, it's mm-hmm. like, it's a no after that, because it's just like, I ain't feeling it no more.
Mm-hmm.
So for sure, like, attraction is based on the individual for sure. But I think everyone can find someone conventionally attractive. Like, I don't think no one thinks Beyonce is not an attractive woman. Right.
Like, no matter what your type is, like, everybody. Exactly.
Everybody knows she's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Ealy, Morris Chestnut, very different, both attractive.
Conventionally attractive, like most people would say that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But some people, there's someone in the world who probably thinks neither one of them are attractive. It just depends on the person.
Right.
Yeah.
It's an interesting conversation, man. Like, I feel like some of the best conversations on the topic just be like randomly happening, Bolo. Like, I don't know. You just be at home watching a show or something, and then boom, an idea coming to your mind. We had like a 30-minute conversation, just like, it's like, dang, it's kind of weird how me and this brother could have two totally different types of what we like.
Right.
And we look at this person, we both like, yeah, she bad. Like, it just kind of, I don't know, it's interesting. So,
yeah.
I don't know, y'all.
What?
I don't know. Well, I'm just saying from a guy, I think the world is starting to truly evolve too, where I think sometimes women are a little surface level now too. Just from the point of like let me just say how the media and like how like it's kind of like out there now. That's for right. Like women to be a little bit more stereotypical. Cause obviously men, since the day of time, my daddy, they daddy, like everybody thought the same and kind of had the same views and stuff. But now I feel like the it's kind of swaying a little bit more towards women now when it comes to, you know, just some of the smaller things that, you know, are a little bit more like, dang, really? Like
the roles
are back in the day, you wouldn't have thought about that.
So I also feel like that's also due to social media too. It's like we're constantly seeing on a day-to-day basis versus like back then when you weren't seeing as many conventionally attractive people posting their lives on social media. So I feel like I've seen been around less surface people then versus now.
I love that. I love that.
You know, but while back below you asked a question on here, and I'm going to say it wrong, so please correct me or fix it. But basically you were saying like a woman that came out like a few months ago saying that like she likes her man to be like, was it medium ugly or something like that?
Medium ugly. Yeah.
Medium ugly. And it was like she said it kind of jokingly, but on the serious side,
she said she didn't want her man to be cute. Like she didn't want her man to be labeled cute, like pretty, like all that.
You want
to
do the kind of
medium ugly guy, like
old school heart, change the oil, not a little grimy and a little bit, but somebody who treats her very well.
Yeah.
So it kind of goes to your point though about the service level. I do feel like women are willing to sacrifice the physical looks a little bit if the inside is great, if that makes sense. Where men, they might do it, but it's a little rare.
I just like, not as much.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about the medium ugly thing because I don't want nobody ugly. Same. No. But also, ugly to somebody is pretty to somebody else.
that's for sure. That's definitely a fact.
But I don't know about that because you can have like a very attractive man who can still change the oil, right? Mm-hmm. So
that's true. That's true.
Yeah, some people.
She said, "I want it all. Look good, change the oil, take the trash, everything. I love it."
So, seeing we're still on this topic, right? So you two ladies are very successful in what you do, right? But remember, we were talking about social media. It has kind of flipped people's mind to think that, like, obviously, when women are independent, they're running things, they're able to kind of take care of their own. It makes them, I guess, more so like dominant and less attractive. And like, people are kind of, men are standoffish or afraid for, you know, to kind of be in relationships with women who are kind of handling their own business. What's your thought on that? How do you feel about that?
I'd say that's based on the individual. Because I feel like if you have a man who wants to approach you, who's confident enough to be with a woman like that, then I feel like that's an individual thing. I feel like if he's intimidated by your success or by you being like more dominant, then that's a him problem, not really a you issue. And I feel like most women on the outside, even if they come off as more dominant or alpha or have it together and like run their own businesses, they want to honestly, at home, they want to relax. They want a man to kind of like lead and take over. But it's exhausting being that outside the house, inside the house. Like, it's kind of a lot. So you need that balance. And I feel like when women find a man who they can kind of relax around, it's kind of like a release. Like, it's a relief. Like, you know, be more of yourself. But yeah, I feel like it takes a certain kind of man to be with a woman like that.
Yes. You have to trust. I feel like once women trust the person they're with, when they finally feel safety. Mm-hmm. We all want to chill out and relax, but we for sure have to have like that dominant alpha energy to get things done, for sure.
Yeah.
So because I don't think you can you have to be able to tap into it when you need to and then be able to like you know clock out at some point, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And now you all mentioned something. Obviously we talk about it a lot on our podcast when it comes to like the nurturer, versus the safety, and when it comes to like running a household and two people being in the household. So when you're talking about a partner, right, what's your thoughts on just obviously how the old school way of the world worked of like the man paying all the bills and the man running the household? Can a man still technically run the household if he doesn't, isn't the breadwinner, or if he isn't paying all the bills?
No. How are you going to run a household with no bread?
He didn't say no bread. He said if you're not the breadwinner. So, for example, I'm not counting y'all pockets, but I'm sure y'all are blessed, I'm sure, and you're probably making decent amount of money. Let's say you have a man who has a good job, makes some good money. He just ain't making more than you. Can he not be the head of the household?
I mean, I feel like as long as he can pay all the bills and the mortgage, yes, he can be the head of the household. But I honestly feel like, personally, I don't want to be with anyone that I make more than. It has to be the same or more.
Yeah.
Me personally, because I feel like a lot of the time, a lot of women say they would be okay with having a man who they make more than, but sometimes ego gets in the way and they say they're okay with that until it starts to affect them in their ego. Because I'm not going to lie, me and y'all are a lot of the times led by y'all ego, even when y'all don't realize it. Mm-hmm. So I would say
that's a fact.
That the dynamic of each person making the same or the man making more tends to work out a little bit more, mm-hmm. because a lot of times long term, when the woman makes more, it causes more issues,
resentment.
Yeah,
he mm-hmm. feels like less of a man.
Yeah,
however people want to perceive that. But I think it's important mm-hmm. to have a husband who makes more, because you can't be, like Kelsey said, the head of a household if you're not, you know, putting in the work.
Yeah. And even sometimes in relationships, it can like sometimes you may be making a little more, sometimes he may be making a little bit more, but majority of the time, I just feel like the dynamic works a lot better if you guys are making the same or if he's making a little bit more.
Yeah.
It just works like better.
I can appreciate that answer, because
I've seen it both ways in my family, outside of our family.
We grew up in a household where our granddad paid all the bills. He gave my grandmother the option to work. He said, you can work if you want to, but he wanted her to have her own autonomy and independence. He taught her how to drive so she can go to work and make her own money, but she was just able to save her money, and he was the breadwinner. He wanted to pay all the bills. He, whenever we would thank him for like going to the grocery store, he would say, you don't have to thank me for that. That's what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
So that's, it also think it depends on how you were raised as well. So that also has a lot to do with it. So it just worked like that in our family, and it's, they're still together. Yeah. Grandparents. And I admire their dynamic, because my grandmother wasn't like at home barefoot pregnant. She was able to like travel and make her own money while my granddad was still the breadwinner. So you definitely have both.
I love that.
That's real. So I just appreciate the honesty.
So is it safe to say that, because I'm a firm believer in roles within a relationship, and people will say, oh, Darnell, you're too traditional and all that. I'm like, listen, I don't think I'm just 100% traditional. I'm not 100% like liberal. I'm just kind of like a balance of both, but I probably do lean a little on the traditional side, just the way I was kind of raised as well. Do y'all believe in like roles in a relationship? Like, I don't think it's wrong that as a man, I think it's my job to protect you, to make sure, do any of the dirty work, trash, car messed up, be like, and I also think, I would prefer for my woman to be the primary person cooking. That don't mean she's the only person that could. It doesn't mean I never could. I just cooked today some fire ass tacos in the kitchen right now to speak. But I prefer for my woman to be the primary cook. Like, am I wrong for having this feeling?
No, absolutely not wrong. I think it's different for every relationship.
Uh-huh.
But I do like that, honestly. Like, most women, I mean, what woman, they would be lying if they said they didn't want a man who wants to provide and wants to protect.
Uh-huh.
Like, they would be lying if they said they didn't want that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I do agree, like, I don't believe in 100% gender roles, but right. I'm just being, you know, honest. Of course, I want you to take out the trash and do all the things that I probably physically can't do or just don't want to do.
Right.
But
I do want you to cook sometimes too. So yeah. I'm glad you mentioned you made the tacos because
they fire too. They good, I'm telling you.
Yeah, because sometimes domestic labor can get overwhelming for women as well.
It's a lot of work.
Doing things at home is like just because someone's a stay-at-home mom does not mean what they're doing is not labor. Mm-hmm. It's exhausting for some moms being at home with their kids all day and cooking and cleaning because it's nonstop. For men, you get to clock out of work and then come home and then sit down and not do anything. I feel like everybody should contribute. If you stay here, you need to be doing something.
Everybody should be cleaning. Everybody should be cooking. That's not like a man or woman thing. I think it's an adult thing.
Yeah.
Everybody should know how to cook. Let me just flat out say that. Everybody should know how
something.
To sell something.
Right. Something. Hot dog. I mean, throw something. Smoke sausage. Something in there.
Some type of...
But generally, I do appreciate gender roles because I still hate taking out the trash. I don't want to.
Same. I do not let my woman touch the trash. Yeah, I just was not raised that way. Like, I'm like, don't touch it. Like, I got, you know, I don't know. It's some
mowing the lawn, you know, shoveling. Stuff just don't make sense. The dirty work, as you said. So,
For sure.
You should want her to do.
So let me ask y'all this. So I went on y'all Facebook the other day, you know, doing the research, and one of y'all, I don't know who did it or who runs your account, but y'all reposted recently this funny video. It was this guy, he was talking to this girl, and initially he was wanting to be friends with her, but then she served him his plate, and he started eating the food, and it was a good meal, and by the end of the video, he was planning a wedding and trying to like marry her. So obviously, you know, it was a joke. It's funny. But in the caption, y'all put men from the South. So I got to ask you ladies, what are some of the unique traits about Southern men in comparison to other men that you've met and seen around the world?
Ooh,
that's a great question.
Okay.
Southern men in our experience tend to be very traditional, like you said. Extremely traditional, very outdoors, gonna cut the grass. They don't like really going out a lot, in our experience, at least. But at the same time, a lot of them that I've dated have been extremely different. Some of them have been mama's boys. Yes. Ooh, Lord, a lot of mama's boys.
They compare the women they're with to their mom a lot.
Yes.
Which can be kind of weird, but they are typically traditional. Like, I've never paid on a date ever. So gentlemen, like, you know, chivalry, door, open doors, like that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I've also been like other places where men have done the same thing, like who've been kind. I just think that's just kindness.
Yeah.
But as far as like
manners,
mm-hmm. For sure, very traditional, like, you know, Southern charm, I think. Just more charming.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's a lot of us, though. That's very true.
Southern hospitality, Bolo. It's a real thing.
I was going to say, so them boys are more.
Without saying, like, you don't even really have to ask or explain. It's kind of like an unspoken thing down here. Like,
right.
We go out to eat as a family, like, only the men in our family pay.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? It's just like an unspoken thing.
Yeah.
That's some traditional straight down deep. So,
So me and Bolo, we're from the Midwest. He's from Chicago originally. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. Indiana's kind of like, we kind of country too. Like a lot of my family's from like Bowling Green, Kentucky, originally moved to Indiana. So that's why I'm kind of traditional as well, but I'm still like kind of like the city boy as well. So it's kind of like that good. That's why I'm kind of that tweener of both. But it's interesting hearing that, man. Like even when y'all go out to eat, the men only pay, Bolo. Is it like that in your family, Bolo?
No, sir. No turkey, no ham. Oh, no. But like you said, I think it's the South. It's the deep traditional roots. I think I grew up in a balanced household. So, you know, my parents were kind of like neck and neck. So my dad did, you know, pay majority of the time. But, you know, when it's time to, you know, pay the bill or something else or, you know, my boots like, he ain't here. Let's go get the pizza. It's on me. I'm paying for it. Like, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, that's different. If it's a birthday, then for sure one of the women will pay.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. If it's their birthday. Yes.
Wow. So real quick before we transition. So technically speaking then, the women, so let's use you as an example. Let's say y'all both get married, boom, a traditional man. Technically speaking, y'all would just save up every dollar y'all make, technically.
I mean, I would say save up, like everyone. Invest.
Like we would invest. I would want to be on my name on, you know, the deed, mortgage. Like I'm paying half my mortgage. Because a lot of the times when women go into relationships with nothing, you leave with nothing.
Leave with nothing, facts.
So I would just have to say, be smart. Still want to be smart. But I don't, what's wrong with her stacking her chips?
Yeah.
Because like statistically speaking, most men make more than women. So her best day can be his worst day financially. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to think about it like that too sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's real. That's real. So obviously, last question, right, with being in the South. So when y'all get married, that means y'all footing the bill, the whole thing, right?
We footing what bill?
The bill to get married. I thought the bride is the one who pays for the wedding.
The bride's pot. Oh, like the bride's
family.
Usually, you're thinking about, the bride's family, father of the bride. I don't know if that's going to be the same in my situation.
Me neither. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That seems like a conversation you would have with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
They're okay. Then we can discuss further.
Yeah, because we have very expensive tastes. I don't know if I want my parents to have to foot the bill for all of that. The
whole thing, yeah.
I feel like me and my husband would like help for some of it. Yeah.
Right. I just thought I checked. You know, very traditional.
They seem traditional, but not all the way, Bolo.
Just a little bit. Right.
I love it. Okay, so move on to our final segment here. This is just our fun segment. It's called Plead the Fifth. So we have 10 questions that we're going to ask you. And the kind of the twist to it, the caveat is, three of those questions you can choose to say I plead the fifth, meaning you're not going to answer the question. But the thing is, you don't know what the next question is going to be, and you only got three plead the fifths throughout the entirety of the question. So you kind of got to be smart, and when you want to utilize those
plead the fifths.
It's kind of similar to y'all truth or drink game y'all played like 3-4 years ago.
I see what y'all trying to do.
It ain't gonna be too crazy. We gonna keep it smooth.
Okay.
But like, you want to start off?
I'll kick it off. Okay. Yep. So, biggest pet peeve about your sister?
Ooh, Bolo.
I can answer that.
I thought I wanted to. You want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. Go ahead. Chelsea has a very hard time apologizing. Like, she can never really say she's sorry. You kind of have to like force it out of her. Like, cause she never thinks she's wrong. So if she does something wrong, sometimes I ain't gonna lie, I call her like a mini narcissist sometimes, because she doesn't see what she does wrong sometimes. And if it is wrong, she'll just explain it away. She'll say, well, I did this because, or I said that because.
Got it.
So she's working on it.
Yeah.
Look, you're receiving that well right now. You're
receiving got it.
That.
Okay. I can see it. Okay.
At all. I'm working on that.
For me, my biggest pet peeve about you, Kendra likes to talk through everything. If you're watching a movie or a TV show with her, she does not shut up. I'm like, I cannot hear. She's quiet. You're going to have to pause it every 5 minutes because she always has to have her take on everything. I'm like, can you wait till it's over? Just put it in your notes. But I might forget it.
Hold on. You the type that like, ooh, what's about to happen next? Do he die here? Is he about to die? Like, you asking questions like...
No. Not even that. She just has an opinion on it.
Yeah, I just have my
comment. Okay. So you turn into the producer.
Sometimes I like predict what's about to happen and I can't but say something.
Yeah.
I see it going somewhere. Like, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, or something reminds you of something else and you like go into another topic.
Yeah, I do that.
I'm just trying to watch the movie. I don't see it.
That's
fine. I love it. Okay. All right. I got the next question. It's a would you rather. Would you rather let a stranger go through your photo gallery on your phone or let your ex-boyfriend go through your text messages on your phone?
Either one. I really don't care.
Photo gallery.
You would rather?
Yeah. A stranger should go through my photos. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
She got a big smile on her face when she said it. She's like, she ain't even tripping. Like, it's like, whatever.
Stranger, look. smooth. Okay. Number three.
I don't have anything to...
Okay, number three. So, better place to live, Alabama or Atlanta?
Atlanta.
banging.
Ooh. Why though? Just on the countryside, just like, or a little bit more fast paced in Atlanta? What's the reason?
The best of both worlds. So if you want the city life, you can go to the city. And if you want like more quiet country, you can go, you know, outside the city. You have like more options.
Mm-hmm.
And Alabama is a lot slower, mm-hmm. like overall.
Mm-hmm.
But I still love home because, you know, that's where family is. It's peaceful, it's quiet, but there's mm-hmm. not much to do.
Right.
Right.
So for sure, love living in Atlanta.
That's what's up. Mm.
All right. I love food. I consider myself a foodie. So I got to ask you this. Name the most overrated restaurant in the ATL.
Overrated.
Because you always hear about Atlanta got the this and that and the food. I haven't really explored Atlanta like that to a high level, so I'm just curious.
Everywhere we've eaten has been pretty good. Because we don't go to a ton of trendy restaurants in Atlanta. Sure. That's the thing. So I can't really say what's overrated because there's so many trendy restaurants that I just haven't been to. What wasn't that good?
It's really old, but Varsity is downtown.
Oh, Varsity. It's like they have like hot dogs,
like
fries.
Diner style.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. American food.
Yeah, it's overrated. It's not that good.
Yeah.
Varsity.
Okay.
So next one. Speaking of Atlanta, right? Sounds like y'all get active to like the foods that are like locally like good that ain't like on social media and stuff.
Yeah.
Who got the best wings in Atlanta?
Wings? Ooh, that's still up for debate. Because
we still don't know.
I still don't know.
Damn, do you got like a top two?
If
I was coming there tomorrow, what chicken place would you recommend?
You're more of a chicken person. You love wings.
I do.
I don't eat wings as often as you do. I'm trying to think who wings I like.
I can't think any right now.
Okay.
Okay. It's so many, probably so many good options.
Now I feel it.
So many good options. Okay. Yeah. All right. Next one. Fill in the blank. My biggest turn on from a man is blank.
Honesty.
That's a good one. My biggest turn on from a man is kindness. I love a man who's kind.
Love it.
To everybody, no matter who it is.
Come on now, fellas. Hope y'all listening. Free game right here. It's not all about the physical. The physical is important, but be kind and be honest. Just keep it real. I love it. All right, Bolo.
All right, next one. This is like a game within the game. I want to see how tapped in y'all are, right? So on a count of three, I want y'all to answer this question in sync to see if y'all are aligned, okay? If you had to guess, who's getting married first? 1, 2, 3, go.
Children.
Oh, man.
So why? Because y'all both said each other. So I want y'all both to tell us why you said the other person.
I just don't want to go first.
I just think Kelsey's the better like dater. She's better at being more open than I am. Mm.
Got it. Okay. I mean, that's a girl. Maybe. I just don't want to go first. That's why I said her.
Gotcha. I love it. Okay. I love the would you rather. So I got one more for you. Another would you rather.
Okay.
Would you rather never be able to use makeup again or never be able to get your feet done again? Which one are you picking? Rest of your life.
My feet.
Yeah.
I can just do them at home.
I can do my own feet. Never be able to get my feet done.
Yes. Because I want the option to wear makeup. Like, I don't always wear it, but just in case.
Yeah. Because I can do my own toes.
Yeah.
Or you're saying, like, not do my own toes either?
Y'all smart. Y'all too smart for the game. Y'all try to find a little outlier and find a way. I'm saying you can't. Neither one can happen. Ever.
Okay. What? Well, if that's the case.
Oh, wait. No makeup.
I'm not wearing makeup.
Okay.
Yeah. Go without makeup.
Yeah, same. No. I don't need it that much, honestly.
No. I can't walk with dusty feet. No.
You can't. Yeah, you can't. That's a no-no, Bolo.
Dang.
I love it.
Okay. So, bro, I think the number 9, I think we talked about that one a little one, so we're going to change it up.
I got one question.
So, question for you all. Have you guys ever... Has one individual ever tried to talk to you guys at the same time?
Oh, shoot.
No. That's actually never happened before. No.
Wow. So do you guys ever get like mixed up at all?
Of course.
Okay, got you, got you.
Yeah, that's always a test for us. If they can't tell us apart, then it's a no. Can't go past that. But yeah.
Hold on. Time out. How soon is that test coming though? Like, if a gentleman been on one date with you, he at might get confused.
At least after the second date, if you've been around both of us,
you kind of know.
After the second date, I feel like at that point you should be able to pick up on who's who.
Yeah,
because like with twins, once you've been around them at least two or three times, you can pretty much tell them apart.
Or also too, even if you're around one of us for like an extended period of time, like with our exes, they figured out that they liked each of us before even being around the other one.
Right.
So they didn't have to see both of us to know like, hey, I like that one.
Yeah, who's who?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's very true.
Got you.
And they didn't even think we looked that much alike.
At all. They didn't think we looked alike.
So it's so funny. Like, now that I see y'all now, I can see the difference. But when you look on social media, though, like, you guys look damn near identical in a lot of ways on, like, certain pictures and stuff. But I can see, the difference now, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to stare for a long time to really be like,
yeah, it okay. took me a minute.
Yeah. Nah, I love it. Okay. This is the last one, Bolo?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yes, sir.
This is the easy one then. Okay, last question. Or just last one. In your own words, explain to us why black is beautiful.
Ooh, my own words. Black is beautiful because it is unique. There is no other race like us. We have our own culture within America in general. I feel like black is beautiful for the simple fact that, let's be real, most other races want to be like us in every respect. Whether they want to admit it or not, they want our swag, they want our skin color. We're just it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are trying to do black even if they're not black. Mm-hmm. They want to be like us.
Yeah. Black is beautiful, I think, because we are creative, we are pioneers, we are like Kelsey said, rooted in culture. We have overcome so much, but we're also are inspired by each other every day. Even if other people are inspired by us, I still feel like black people keep the world going in a certain in a way. And like Kelsey said, we're the blueprint for everything when it comes to music, beauty, just everything. So I think, we're innovators, pioneers, and we're the blueprint for sure, period.
We are the blueprint. That's beautiful.
Black is the blueprint, Bolo.
Black is the blueprint.
It might be the title. I don't know. I'm trying to figure what the title might be of the episode. That might be a fire. We the blueprint. That's hard. I might get a shirt made with that on there.
Everything, huh? Talk about the natural hair, the braids, the nails. The
ain't nothing like a black woman. I'm sorry, I'm gonna say it.
Black woman's
undefeated. Like, the way y'all hug, the smell, the skin, the cocoa butter.
The swag, the cocoa butter. You know you got that. I love cocoa butter.
Nah, I love it. Now, we appreciate y'all for joining us. This has been a real dope episode. This is the first time, I think, since we started this new Plead the Fifth game that we went through every question without any Plead the Fifth. So I think next time, if we ever bring y'all back, it might be a little harder. We didn't want to go too hard on the first time. But now we know y'all, it might be a little harder next time. But
okay, gotcha. It was pretty tamed, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know. Because we watched y'all Truth or Drink a couple years ago, and y'all had some tough questions. But I said, I'm going to stay away from that. I didn't want to get too deep into it. But we appreciate y'all. And this is y'all time to just kind of highlight or shout out where our fans can find you. Anything you have going on, upcoming, that you want to shout out, this is your time to do so.
I think right now that we can talk about anyway, but make sure you guys follow us on our Instagrams at The Glam Twins, and then at Kelsey.Morel, and then Kendra.Morel. And then also subscribe to our YouTube channels, The Glam Twins, and we also have a vlog channel, Glam Twins TV. So,
love it.
Porch family, go out there, support, follow them. And let's keep this thing going. Y'all keep the movement going. We appreciate all the gems you drop. And Bolo, man, how do we end every show, my brother?
Hey, y'all, we love y'all. We appreciate our fans, our listeners for continuing to rock with us, man. It's been another bomb show. D-Nell, we did it again. Understand that the days are long, but the years are short. So just make sure that the best you
is the best you. And we out. Peace.
Peace.
That was where it all began. Had to put in work every day, we got it in. We chased all our dreams and now they can't believe it. We make it look easy.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.